We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, optimistic viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms to reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1, Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band, Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, we have a new cable channel. In Bogota, channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, we have three new cable channels. In Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. And in Hermandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hermandarias. Also in Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and channel 57 on Medium Network Service MNS. In Mongolia, in Hoved Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Eternat City, channel Z26 on Tha Tengger Cable TV and channel 50 on Himari Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Selang Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Tha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, supervision channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Ultul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarine. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Malaysia invests in improving community life. In environmental news, indigenous people are the esteemed guardians of nature reserves in Australia. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Sheikh Abdul Rahman Al Marwani of Yemen, who has devoted his life to bringing harmony to his nation. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 26th, is Austria's National Day, honoring its declaration of permanent neutrality in 1955. This Central European country's beautiful capital, Vienna, is well known for its fine Baroque architecture and was famous as a musical center of the world in the 18th, 19th, and early 20th centuries. Salzburg is also a prominent Austrian city, the birthplace of renowned composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, and recognized internationally for its annual music festivals. Both the historic center of Vienna and Salzburg are United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Sites. Artistic Austrian citizens, we wish you a joyful National Day.
Fly In News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Formosa or Taiwan. Torrential rains lashed the eastern Formosan county of Yilan on October 11th, triggering floods and mudslides. Homes were inundated and traffic disrupted as a levee was breached in the urban township of Dongshan. A mudslide warning was issued, prompting the county fire department to advise elderly residents to evacuate. In accordance with Supreme Master Qinghai's request, the following is an update from our Formosan Association members sent via foreign group.
October 13th, 2009. Most Merciful Master, regarding flood in Formosa. Because of timely evacuations and well-functioning drainage systems, the heavy rainfall in Yilan County did not cause serious damage. Despite some houses being submerged and roads in the mountains and to Hualien being temporarily closed due to mudslides, there were no reports of injury or fatalities. President Ma Ying-jeou said that Yilan is a shining example of an anti-flood system for all administrations to follow. Regarding our animal friends, the shelter in Sanxing Township said that they were not affected, and the town halls of Dongshan and Sanxing informed us that there was no need for relief work. With much love and gratitude, Yilan Center, Formosa.
Supreme Master Qinghai sent the following reply. Heaven be praised and Yilan government be blessed. I'm glad to hear of Yilan's good news. Thanks for informing, Qinghai.
Our thankfulness goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this relieving news with our concerned viewers and to our association's foreign group for this report.
We join in appreciation, Yilan County officials, for your timely endeavors that ensured the safety of storm-affected residents. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving concern for the vulnerable and thank our association members for their initiatives. May Earth's inhabitants remain safe as more people join in fostering a kinder, balanced ecosphere.
Santa Cruz Islands and Indonesia shaken by quakes. On Saturday, a tremor measuring 6.0 on the Richter scale struck the Santa Cruz Islands in the Pacific, centered 390 kilometers northwest of the city of Luganville in the Republic of Vanuatu. Also on Saturday, two quakes hit Indonesia, one of 5.1 magnitude on West Java Province and another 7.3 magnitude tremor along the eastern coast that was felt as far as Papua Province and caused panic in some areas. Fortunately, there were no reports of damage or injuries for any of the quakes, and a tsunami warning issued in Indonesia was soon lifted. Our hearts are gladdened to know that the residents of the quake-shaken regions are safe. With the grace of the divine, may such instabilities be eased as we strive for gentler treatment of all beings and the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Italian and French tenants' rights allow animal companions. According to a national law in France, animal friends are permitted in a rental property, even if a contract clause says otherwise. Only animals considered dangerous or incompatible with humans are not authorized. In Italy, according to the National Animal Protection Body, ENTE, tenants cannot be forbidden to have dogs in condominiums, and only in very rare situations can the canines be asked to leave. No landlord, even with unanimous voting, can refuse a tenant for having an animal companion. Our grateful appreciation, Italy and France, for your understanding regulations and expanded definition of family. May humans' lives be ever graced with the unconditional love bestowed by our treasured animal friends.
India's state bans smoking in beach huts. The tourism department in the state of Goa on India's west coast has announced that all recreational spots, including beach shacks, are required to display signs asking tourists not to use tobacco products. This policy follows the state government's decision to prohibit smoking in popular tourism places, including the more than 300 palm thatch beach shacks across 105 kilometers of beachfront. Kudos Goa State for your proactive smoke-free measures to ensure public health. Wishing many more recreation areas do the same for the flourishing vitality and enjoyment of all citizens.
Maternal smoking associated with teen psychosis. Mothers who smoke during pregnancy are more likely to have children who develop identifiable psychotic symptoms as adolescents, according to a British study which evaluated over 6,000 young people. Lead author Dr. Stanley Zammit, a psychiatrist at Cardiff University's School of Medicine, said that the more the mothers smoked, the more likely their children were to have psychotic symptoms such as hallucinations or delusions. Saying that more research is necessary, Dr. Zammit stated that exposure to tobacco in the womb could affect the child's impulsivity, attention, or cognition. Our heartfelt gratitude, Dr. Zammit and fellow researchers, for highlighting that the best start in life begins in a smoke-free atmosphere. May expectant mothers everywhere be encouraged to provide the best conditions for future generations.
Smoking bans save lives. Quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake reduces the risk of strokes by more than half. United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans means decreases in acute coronary syndrome. Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million U.S. dollars in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health. Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion, £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce, £140 million saved through fewer sick days, £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job, £100 million saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
African leaders sign treaty to protect displaced persons. Representatives from 47 nations gathered at the special summit of the African Union in Kampala, Uganda on October 22nd to 23rd, where leaders adopted a convention for protecting victims of civil war as well as asylum seekers and refugees of natural disasters. With an estimated 11.6 million who have been forced to leave their homes across the continent, the treaty's key resolutions include ending support for armed groups that have sparked further conflict and providing such measures as healthcare and education. At the conclusion of the summit, the treaty met its 15-nation ratification requirements as 17 African Union countries signed. Our respectful accolades, African leaders, for your successful passage of initiatives to safeguard and stabilize displaced brethren. Blessed be all African people in harmony and safety across your beautiful lands.
Save Our Planet, the foundation of a civilized society. The case today is clearer than ever. Our inefficient and grossly polluting system of meat production has cost human society more than most are aware. It has cost financially in terms of exorbitant subsidies for the producers involved, environmentally due to vast tracts of land and sea being poisoned or adversely altered, and in terms of our health and well-being, as our own family members have suffered or perished due to meat and dairy-related diseases. If a spiritual dimension is added, we realize that meat consumption always leads to bad karmic retribution as well.
Whether humankind can be sustained with such a burdensome lifestyle was a question asked during the recent climate change video conference in Jakarta, Indonesia. Honored guest Supreme Master Ching Hai helped shed light on the matter of proper development.
We are civilized. We are educated. We are religious. We have been taught by all the gracious prophets since times immemorial to be a dignified human being. So we have to stop all this mass murdering the animals from air, from land, or from sea, from anywhere at all. That's the only way we can and should develop sustainably for our children and grandchildren and future generations. Not only we save the animals, we save our lives, we save the lives of the world, of the people in the world. Then we are heroes. The planets that were saved from destruction were saved because their societies became vegan. Many planets that did not survive, like Mars, perished with meat still between their teeth. If everyone in the society become vegan, we will develop in an incredible way as a whole planet in the universe. Everything else will naturally be built on this new foundation and the correct foundation. The only foundation we should have of loving kindness, and the society will develop itself and manage itself accordingly in peace, wisdom, compassion, and dignified coexistence among all living beings.
The engaging discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai left an impression on participants.
Mudah-mudahan kita semakin banyak yang menjadi vegan, semakin banyak dunia.
Be fake! Go green and save the planet!
Be fake, go green and save the planet!
We thank the conference participants, the Indonesian government, and others involved in this important event. Our gratefulness also goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose far-reaching insights and boundless love are surely helping to change communities around the globe. May we soon herald a vegan world of lasting peace for all.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. Global warming worse than the worst case scenario. This was a message from Dutch scientists who have found evidence that during the era known as the fossil greenhouse world around 50 million years ago, the temperature of polar seas became as tropical as those near the equator.
Sediments retrieved from the seafloor show that regional Antarctic seawater exceeded 30 degrees Celsius at that time. Lead scientist Dr. Peter Bale of Utrecht University said that this ancient era could herald the Earth's future, leading to even more dire scenarios than those currently being forecast by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
Dr. Bale and colleagues, we thank you for your candid findings as we pray for humanity's concerned efforts in shaping a gentler, more loving future for our planet.
In her tireless efforts to help reverse such devastating trends, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often offered encouragement for earth-protecting actions, as in an October 2008 video conference in Thailand.
We can only rely on the good karma that we can create, and that we can do. We can save ourselves right now by turning into a vegetarian diet, which is benevolent, which is very compassionate. And by being compassionate to others, heaven will be compassionate to us. That's the only thing I can tell you. The way we are doing right now, we cause suffering to others. We cannot expect happiness in return. What we have been doing will bring us disaster and trouble and maybe mass destruction in the very near future. So if we want to have a good result, we have to start doing good. Be veg, go green, and do good deed.
Save our planet. World citizens stand for action on climate change. On Saturday, October 24th, the 350 Day of Action was launched as people from 181 different nations gathered for some 5,200 local activities to call for stronger measures to stop global warming.
Our association members worldwide were also part of the awareness spreading initiatives, which were held from North and South America to Africa, Europe, Asia, and Australia. Let us go to Taipei, Formosa, or Taiwan, to speak with 350 event organizer, Mr. Alec Fong.
This活动的目的就是二氧化碳一直想高，然后我们已经到390，可是很多科学家他们都说350是一个安全值，所以我们已经超过了那个，然后越来越不好，所以我们要 回来到一个安全的地方.
Creative ways of portraying the key number 350 included a display of vegan muffins baked by our association members from Melbourne, Australia. While in Singapore, phrases such as 350 and be veg, go green were formed by humans.
Activities such as face painting, walkathons, green exhibits, and complimentary vegan lunches also marked this lively and memorable day.
By promoting this event today, we hope that everyone, not only in Singapore but around the planet, should help to reduce the carbon in the atmosphere. And I hope that majority of us will be able to turn the diet into becoming vegetarians.
我呼吁大家，我们要吃有机、蔬食。 爱自己，救地球，为地球降温。
To help the environment, we should be veg and we should not waste plastics.
Don't eat chicken and the cow and everything non-veg because that's wrong. And we can all be vegetarians to save the planet.
记住环保救地球，你的责任。
Hats off all 350 event organizers and participants for your harmonious steps in raising awareness for planet cooling action. wishing everyone the motivation to join such a noble movement and turn to the organic vegan way for a saved and brighter earth.
Save our planet. With more than 50% of its landmass gone since 1995 and over 500,000 residents who have already left the isle for the urban slums of Bangladesh, Bola Island continues slipping under the water due to climate change.
Save our planet. UN Ambassador for the Year of the Gorilla, Ian Redmond, calls for Copenhagen climate discussions to include protection of elephants and gorillas in acknowledging their important roles in dispersing seeds and maintaining the balance of the rainforest flora.
Save our planet. Senior Japanese and U.S. officials agree to make climate change a key area of further cooperation and expanding relations.
Pomash. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
Pomash and I are both vegan.
Today, we have a tip on protecting your dog and cat friends.
Did you know you can get dog or cat identification tags that are USB drives? They store data and can be plugged directly into your USB ports on your computer.
That's great, Hallie. You can keep all your animal companion's important information on the ID, such as his or her address and phone number. That way, if your sweet friend ever gets lost, a kind person can immediately find your precious companion's home.
Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for watching. And now, the weather around the world.
In good governance news, a Malaysian initiative helps to improve social behavior. The National Social Council's pilot project provided communities in 5 villages with better infrastructure, facilities, and organized activities. The endeavor has already yielded positive results, particularly among the youth. There are plans to expand it to another 50 areas. Our sincere appreciation, Malaysia, for taking care of the needs of all your citizens. May many individuals be graced with an enhanced quality of life through your caring program.
In environmental news, Australia announces large Aboriginal nature reserves. The new adjacent Jelk and Wardeck and Indigenous protected areas cover 20,500 square kilometers, or 7,900 square miles, of wilderness in the Northern Territory. The traditional Indigenous inhabitants will be the respected guardians of the region, which contains rock art sites that are 50,000 years old. Aboriginal elder Mr. Dean Yibarbuk said this isn't just land to us, it's part of our spirit. We are glad to hear the wonderful news of these vast protected sites. May all residents of Australia be blessed with an abundant and sustainable environment. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Yemeni founder of Dar al-Salam, or House of Peace. We'll take a moment for inner communion with God. Please stay tuned for more giving news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for our love-filled world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment with Sheikh Abdul Rahman Al-Marwani of Yemen, who has encouraged many of his co-citizens to pursue the path of peace.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Sheikh Abdul Rahman Al-Marwani of Yemen, known as the Peacemaker, is dedicated to bringing stability and tolerance to his land. In 1997, Sheikh Al-Marwani, largely with his own funds, founded Dar al-Salam, or House of Peace. This organization has 3,200 members at 11 branches, all of whom are volunteers. It works to build harmony and understanding among various people and groups of the nation.
Dar al-Salam has helped to bring resolution and reconciliation to almost 200 situations. It also conducts training courses to assist the next generation of youth in developing their full potential. Dar al-Salam has encouraged 260 ethnic groups to sign a Yemeni consensus peace document, and there are plans to expand the agreement throughout the country.
Sheikh Al-Marwani has said peace and love is the best way to find the mercy of God. Allah bless your wisdom and devotion to the co-citizens of your beautiful country, Sheikh Abdul Rahman Al-Marwani. May all nations flourish with brotherly love between all beings.
Time for some light-hearted humor with Joke of the Day, entitled Talented Worker, told in Bulgarian.
Един продавач се отбил да види бизнес клиент. Нямало жива душа в офиса, освен едно голямо куче, което изхвърлило боклука. Продавачът се вторача в животното, чудейки се дали въображението не му прави номера. Кучето го погледнало и казало: «Не се очудвай, това е просто част от работата ми». «Изумително!» – възкликнал мъжът. «Не мога да повярвам! Шефът ти знае ли каква златна мина има в твое лице? Животно, което може да говори!» «Не, не», помолило се кучето. «Моля те, не дей! Ако човекът разбере, че мога да говоря, ще ме накара и да вдигам телефона».
And now a heartline from Miss Marilyn Jones, the owner of Consolidated Printing, established in 1973 in Chicago, USA, which has provided an eco-friendly alternative to the toxins normally associated with printing. The award-winning Green Company was featured on Golden Age Technology on a journey through aesthetic realms.
Thank you for a wonderful program on consolidated printing. You did a beautiful job. We are very grateful that you showcased our company, and even more that you understand what we do. You have also been so kind to educate us in better ways to live our lives. Thank you. Please visit us when you are in our area. We would love to thank you personally. Marilyn from Chicago, USA.
Caring Marilyn, we were delighted to present your very green company to our viewers. Thank you for your kind words and gracious invitation. May we soon see a sustainable and gentle vegan world, with heaven's abundant blessings to you and all the eco-conscious American citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May peace and love be with you. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Southeast Asian leaders from 10 countries form the ASEAN Intergovernmental Commission on Human Rights to monitor and uphold basic civil liberties throughout the region.
The U.S.-based People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, sends a letter to the North Carolina State Health Plan showing how the agency could save millions of dollars in claims by giving incentives for a vegan diet.
Incentives offered by the Bangladeshi government have resulted in expansion of the country's 20,000 madrasas, or religious schools, to now include secular subjects and the acceptance of female students.
His Majesty King Bhumibol Adulyadej of Thailand appears for the first time in public since being hospitalized a month ago, with a statement issued by the royal household affirming his stabilized health.
Iranians commemorate the national day of 14th century Persian poet and mystic Hafiz Shirazi, whose compositions influenced writers like Goethe and Ralph Waldo Emerson and remain immensely popular today.
Over a million people gather in Madrid, Spain, calling for the national government to respect the life of unborn babies by saying no to proposed liberalization of abortion laws.
Commending the goals of the United Arab Emirates Humanitarian Mobile Hospital, Switzerland's ambassador Wolfgang Amadeus Brühlhart offers the open assistance of Swiss medical personnel.
The United Nations Emergency Relief Coordinator allocates $460,000 to help provide shelter for people in Bhutan affected by the recent earthquake.
An epic poem 100 verses long, composed by 100 different Bahraini poets and written in liquid gold, expresses the national love for the king, His Majesty Sheikh Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa, and is listed in Guinness Records.
Czech President Václav Klaus announces acceptance of a compromise offered by the European Union that would help complete the ratification of the Lisbon Treaty.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.